This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Encampment sweeps and bans that displace people experiencing homelessness eventually lead to adverse health effects, according to a new study. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Researchers, including at CU Anschutz, found forcibly relocating people away from essential services will lead to sharp increases in overdose deaths, life-threatening infections, and hospitalizations. Of sweeps, Dr. Josh Barocas, a study author, says,
"We predict will contribute up to 25% of the deaths among this population over a 10-year period. To put it that a different way, it means our states and our cities are literally killing people with this."
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bill that ensures Colorado students can wear tribal regalia at their graduation ceremonies is moving through the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verley reports it follows a wave of similar laws around the country.
The goal is to ensure that tribal members and other people of Native American ancestry can wear culturally significant regalia when they walk across the stage for their high school or college graduation. Sponsors say they want to ensure that students don't have to choose between celebrating their culture and celebrating their academic achievements. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The Pikes Peak Marathon has been named the best in the country. The title given out by USA Today ranks it above the Chicago, Boston, and New York City marathons. Each year, runners climb nearly 8,000 feet up the historic Bar Trail. They then head back down Pikes Peak to the finish line in Manitou Springs. The race was selected by an expert panel and public vote. The Pikes Peak Marathon is the oldest continually held marathon in the United States, according to race organizers. This is CPR and KRCC.